Today it is All Saints Sunday. We remember the people who have taught us, raised us, and nurtured us in our body, mind, and spirit. And I think if we gathered all the lessons and legacies from our saints, I think that will be like our scripture reading today. It is all about how we may be the person God wants us to be. And they are called mother, father, grandparent, or friend. Whether it was a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, a few years ago, or a few decades ago, we still carry many memories with our beloved ones. And our feeling with them remain in our heart. They might not be a historical figure of the time, but they brought a significant impact on us in our faith journey, and we call them saints. So let's call them ordinary saints, because they live just like you and me, ordinary person. But they taught us how to live our lives. Every day, be more like Jesus every day. Then the question we have is how? How can we live our lives like them as ordinary saints? You may find multiple ways in the Bible and the people around you to be ordinary saints or living disciples. And these are the ways to make ourselves available for God to use. So let me say a few of them. The first one is whenever we talk about how we may live our lives and do ministry, we need to talk about this first. That is prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Some of you may say, I don't know how to pray. I mean, I'm not that fluent in my language, but it's fine. Jesus gave us the example. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed very short, one sentence of very powerful and compelling prayer. He said, God, not my will, but thine. I think that is one of the most powerful prayer. And John Wesley had a similar one. He prayed, I am no longer my own, but thine. Our prayer doesn't have to be long and beautiful, but simple, powerful, every day. Because prayer is our communication with God. And the second one is to remember our baptism, your baptism, and my baptism every day, every day. Whenever you wash your face and your hands, you may say, simply pray, God, I remember I was baptized by water and the Holy Spirit. And the meaning of the baptism is, I say, God, I belong to you. I belong to you. So first one is prayer, communication with God. The second one is my profession. I mean, my saying to God, God, I belong to you. I belong to you. And the third one is meditate the word of God regularly, because we believe God is speaking to us so many ways, but clearly through the word of God. We need that every day. And the fourth one that I want to emphasize is a loving and caring community of faith. We create a loving and caring community of faith and doing the ministry together in Christ. We need it. We need the body of Christ. Because we cannot do all things alone. And some people say, I think I can worship God alone. You know what? I don't need a religious stuff. Some people say that. I don't need worship, I don't need a church, I don't need a small group. I can simply feel God everywhere, anytime. Yes, we can feel God everywhere and anytime. But the thing is, Jesus, he doesn't know that kind of theology. Jesus doesn't know that kind of theology. In fact, Jesus proclaimed the good news of gospel, good news of the kingdom of God. And he gathered all the people and commanded them to proclaim God's love and make a community of faith and do the work of God together. That is the point, a loving and caring community of faith. And in that community, it is like we say, I have your back and you have my back in spirit and in our journey, because we can't do all by ourselves. And that is not Jesus. That is not Jesus. So what we do has to do with a part of our mission from Jesus Christ. I missed so many slides. Jesus says to his disciples, you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit is upon you, and you will be my disciple, my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And he says, I'm leaving you, man. My friend, I'm leaving you. So anybody who hears good news of the gospel and good news of the kingdom of God, they will hear from you. They are going to know who I am and what I taught you and what happened to my crucifixion, my death, and my resurrection. They are going to hear from you. That's the point what Jesus is saying. And the idea of bearing witness or giving testimony of Christ, many of us in the United States, many of us in the United Methodist churches, sometimes we are not exactly sure what that is and what to do with that, because we have not seen that enough in our time, in the late 20s and the early 21st century. Many people think, I do not want to talk about that. You know what? Politics and religion, we don't talk about that on our table, in our relationship. And it is not something I share with the people. That seems to be okay a few decades ago, because there were still many people. But now, the reality is, most of the young generation in this country, most of them, they don't know what it means to hear the good news. And we assume they know. Many people around them, not just millennials, many people, they know what it is, assuming they got baptized, they did confirmation class, they know. But so many people around us, they have even twisted images of the church. So in our next sermon series, Church Again, from next week, I'm going to talk about that. I bet some of you will be surprised when you hear what people, especially young people, think of the church. And through the sermon series, I'm going to encourage you and challenge you to let people know how awesome our God is and how God is working in us. And there are good Christians like you. There are good Christians like you who are sensitive and compassionate and who genuinely try to care for one another, and who lives your life simply, beautifully, by God's will. We need to talk about that. We need to share that so that other people may say, I can see now. I can see now from you what Christianity looks like, what Jesus looks like. Anyway, many people think faith is my private things. It's kind of awkward to talk about Jesus and church. But if everybody thought that way, we wouldn't be here. We would not know about God. We know God and believe in Jesus Christ because there was somebody whether it was your mother, father, friend, Sunday school teacher, or neighbor, there was somebody who said, you know what, I need to tell you something. I need to tell you about Jesus. And we believe that gospel is God's answer to human condition, to us, and to our needs for redemption, for forgiveness, for God's unconditional love and the purpose of our lives, and our needs for hope, especially in the midst of dark moments in our lives. That is gospel. And we have it. We have gospel in our hands because somebody introduced Jesus to you and me. So now I want to invite you to think of the questions. You may find three questions in your bulletin. The first one, that is, I want you to think about the person who is most responsible for you being a Christian. Who was it? If you are here for today, maybe just for All Saints Sunday to remember your beloved one, that's fine. If you are not sure, am I really a disciple or not, that's fine. We just introduce God's love, God's unconditional love. That's why we are here. And who are the people who brought you to God and to church? I want you to take a moment, especially today, All Saints Sunday. You are here, we are here, because somebody taught us how God loves you, and because they invited you to God and the church. That's really, really important. And here's the next question. Is there anyone for whom your name is up on their list? You are invited, and now have you invited people to Jesus? Is there anyone else whom you have helped shape their faith or invited them to consider them claiming Jesus Christ in their lives? If not, my hope and prayer is there is at least one person who will be able to say, you know what, this is the person. This is the person in a way they live. In a way, they invited me to church. In a way, they shared their faith. They helped me to know Jesus. They helped me know Jesus is my Christ and my Lord. Now, I want to ask you to one more thing. So when it comes to sharing your faith, we may simply say who we are. We may simply show them how we live gospel. We are not just living our days. We are not just living our lives. We are living gospel in our life, loving God and loving our neighbors. Yes, people know you and they love you and they may want to know of God you love. But most often, sharing your faith is not that difficult. It's simply telling your story, your life story. It is just one person telling their story to another person. So what I want you to do is to think of the third question. It is about Christ. How has Christ made differences in your life? What does Christ mean to you? What impact does Christ bring to your life? I want you to think of this question and find your answer. Your answer. So let me tell you mine. My answer to the question. I decided to follow Jesus Christ, and after the decision, I feel God's presence in my life. Anytime, God is always near and with me, no matter I have a good day or dark moment in my life. When I think of God, that is Jesus Christ, because God revealed God's self through Jesus Christ, and He is my center, the center of my life. And because of Jesus Christ, I could learn God's unconditional love, and that means Jesus is the second chance, and His victory over the death, the resurrection, is mine, and my victory is your victory. And that means God is the second chance. God is the God of the second chance. And let me tell you, no one can be free from God's love. And there is nothing you can do with God's love. And let me just continue a little bit more. When I fail a lot, so many times, when I feel I'm broken, thinking I'm not worthy, in the moment, Jesus means new hope. Jesus means God is still near me. Jesus means victory over the evil and all the brokenness that I have and the world has. And darkness cannot win the last. And I'm wrestling every day. Of course, my own desire to figure out how can I be more like Jesus. How can I be a better person than yesterday? Less self-centered, less selfish. Because I'm a human, but because I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. That is my story. And this week, I want to encourage you to find your answer. What does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? That is your testimony, so precious one. Today, it is All Saints Sunday, to remember and honor our beloved ones. And I believe your answer to those three questions would be the lesson you have from your saint. You learned the lesson from your beloved ones who have gone before us. You have all the legacies from them by their life, by their word, by their action, and by their love. And I believe even though they died, they are now in God's hands, but in our face, in our way to be disciples of Jesus Christ, we are still connected in God through our faith journey. So this week, let's give thanks to God for sending all the saints in our lives, changing our lives, and give thanks to God for all the saints. And let's find the answers, our testimony, my testimony, and your testimony of how God is working in our life. Amen.